Hello and welcome to People in Profit. I'm Charles Pellegrin. This week we head to the International Space Summit right here in Paris, where participants from all over the world are gathering to discuss the challenges currently facing the space sector. From an economic standpoint, it's an area of impressive growth, with the entire industry predicted to reach a value of 2 trillion euros by 2040, when it was worth about 470 billion euros in 2024. But this growth is fraught with geopolitical challenges, especially for Europe. Well, to help us explore this topic, we're turning to Kai-Uwe Schrogel, who is the European Space Agency's advisor for political affairs. He's also the former president of the International Institute of Space Law. He's joining us from the Grand Palais, where that summit is taking place. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, the event is hosted in Paris by the French and German governments. The idea clearly is to promote European independence in space and to reduce reliance on third parties. One example that illustrates this, the U.S.'s SpaceX, often used by European actors to launch their satellites. Give us a sense of how independent or not the European space sector is today.
Well, indeed, your question is right to the matter or the core of European space policy. It's the question of independence or autonomy, as we usually name it. Europe is pretty good in already having achieved autonomy, autonomous access to space with its launcher family, Ariane, together with Vega, but also now the smaller launchers from ISA Aerospace. We also are able to manage all satellite operations, all satellite applications, be it Earth observation, climate monitoring, weather forecast, telecommunications, and navigation through our operational systems, Copernicus, Galileo, and EUMETSAT. So we are really advancing, or have advanced during the past decades, in achieving autonomy in the key areas of space activities. There is one little element missing, and this will be, of course, a top priority and a top issue for this space summit. And both the French and the German minister alluded to it. And this is the question, how and when finally Europe will have its autonomous capacity of transporting humans in outer space.
You say this is a little problem. It seems like quite an important one in the terms of the logistics of actually going to space. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz not attending this summit, officially because he had other commitments on his agenda. The background here is diverging positions when it comes to space policy between France and Berlin, notably when it comes to leaving that door open to companies like SpaceX. So, isn't Europe's biggest challenge really, in a way, its inability to present a proper united front?
Well, you see a united front both in the European Union context as well as in the European Space Agency, ESA. We have a number of bilateral and multilateral cooperation together with the applications in the two European organizations. So I wouldn't say that there is a split. It is, as we know from history and also the history of space activities, there are various interests which have to be put together, which have to be put typically into packages, and this is what we are working on. And I'm absolutely confident that we will also have such a package around the issues which we are currently discussing.
There are other notable absences to this summit. How should we interpret the fact that the big U.S. firms like Elon Musk's SpaceX and Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin have actually canceled their attendance to this event, reporting from Reuters and other outlets saying that they were pressured into doing so by the White House?
Well, I cannot assess that. It's simply a fact that they don't participate, but it's not to our detriment, it's to their detriment if they are not here, also to show what they would like to present and to also compare with what we are doing. So we are fully confident that the audience, and it is a global audience. I just talked with the head of the Indian Space Agency, and India is a huge partner, strategic partner for Europe. So we have quite a lot to do with our own diplomacy, and we have fantastic opportunities thanks to the French government organizing this.
There's been some good news ahead of this summit for Europe. You mentioned it already a little bit. A private commercial company from Germany successfully launched a rocket capable of carrying a satellite into space and did so from the old continent. This was a historic first. It happened last weekend. Daniel Quinlan has more on this major milestone achieved by USAR Aerospace. Take a look.
Second time's a charm as European space startup ESAR Aerospace made history over the weekend, launching the first successful orbital spaceflight to originate from Europe, after its previous attempt ended in an explosion 18 months ago just above the Norwegian launch site.
Yes!
Yay!
Yes, this is completely euphoric. I must first congratulate ESAR Aerospace, who has succeeded in their second launch. It is the first time in world history that satellites have been launched into orbit from European Earth. Absolutely fantastic.
It had its share of difficulties in the lead-up, a postponement and three delays due to technical difficulties. ESAR says its plant outside Munich will be able to produce 30 rockets a year.
There is stage separation.
The Spectrum will be used to deliver both military and civilian satellites into low Earth orbit hundreds of kilometers above the ground. In June, the German Chancellor highlighted the importance of the venture.
Space is not only crucial for our security, but it is also becoming an increasingly important part of our economic sphere.
ESAR will now compete with other private companies like SpaceX, announcing last week it had secured around 200 million euros from the European Space Agency to help fund and expand launch infrastructure and new rocket development.
What do you see the future having in store for a company like ESAR Aerospace? Can it actually compete at the same level as SpaceX?
Well, this is the wrong question. Nobody at this stage and also in the near future can and will be able to compete with SpaceX. What is the right question is, can ESA Aerospace help and support the companies, the governments in particular, in Europe to assure that they can launch their payloads, their satellites, be they civilian, be they, and this is even more important, be they military, in a way that is timely and which responds to the needs. This is the question, and we are absolutely confident when ESA Aerospace goes into operations, is scaling up, that it will fulfill this promise, and this promise is also a need, in particular for the governments.
So it's about what Europe needs as opposed to just competing with the giant in the field. What about Ariane Group? This is the other huge player in the European space sector. They've said before the summit they're studying a potential increase in the number of deployments of its Ariane 6 heavy launcher, hoping to do 9 to 10 per year starting next year. It's been a long and difficult road for this rocket to even get to its first launch back in 2024. Are things now definitely back on track?
Oh, absolutely, they are. They have been with the first launch. Ariane 6 was the most successful launcher in history. No failure, nothing which was problematic in any of the missions, and the missions became one by one more complex. So we can be proud of that. Of course, it took time. It was COVID. And this is not an excuse. COVID really made life and operations for any company difficult. And when you look back, it was decided in 2014 what the member states expected from Ariane 6 and still expect from Ariane 6. This is fulfilled. The promise is fulfilled. Now, what is changing now is the following. The governments have more and more payloads, in particular in the field of security and defense. And they want to have more responsiveness. And this is something where Ariane now is reacting. They will manage. They have managed the ramp up. They will manage this, and together then with the smaller launchers, which are configured then for the task of smaller payloads, responsive space, smaller, also national constellations. This will be a launcher family for Europe, which will be first class. And this is what we need. We don't need 1,000 launches or 500 launches. We need the launch capability and capacity which meets the demand. And we are there on a very good way.
So things happening at a European scale for European needs. One final question, a bit wider here. The reality of the space sector is that companies from all over the world often end up working together, companies and organizations. One deal illustrates this today. We're seeing an Emirati-backed fund joining forces with French firms Loft Orbital and Mistral AI to launch satellites equipped with agentic AI. So that's just one example of multi national cooperation. This international cooperation used to be the name of the game in the space sector. This has changed a little bit. Is it as important as it used to be?
Oh, it is still as important as it has been, and it will be growing. We mentioned India, for example. You also have other countries outside Europe with which we are cooperating, our industry is cooperating, just to name Japan, Canada, but also Australia. These are already established space actors, and there are so many with big ambitions. And the good thing is they now turn to Europe. And this is also a result of our space diplomacy, that we have been able to attach them to the European model and have made them being confident in governmental as well as business-to-business cooperation. So I see a very good perspective for European companies to extend their activities, and this is the path which we are currently going. We will see whether we will reach 2 trillion in 2040, but again, it's only a figure. The most important thing is to build reliable partnerships, continuous partnerships, which are really economically sustainable.
Kai Uwe Schrogel, you're the European Space Agency's advisor for political affairs. Thank you so much for answering our questions from the International Space Summit in Paris.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for watching, and do stay tuned to France 24.